Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It always bothered me about the Falcons logo that there's one on each side because it's supposed to be an F. You know what I mean? But they're both pointed towards the front of the helmet, so it doesn't make sense on one side.
Well, we need to go back to the old logo. Are they wearing the all black on Sunday? Is that what I saw, the unveiling? Going all black on
Sunday? Good question. Yeah, we did. We had Freddie the Falcon in yesterday. He was talking about he's going for a Guinness World Record on Sunday.
Largest indoor swing.
Yeah, largest indoor swing.
He's going to swing from the rafters.
Yeah.
So. Wait, he was actually here in studio?
Yeah.
He got a picture and everything.
He talked?
No, he didn't talk.
He wrote me notes. He wrote notes.
Okay.
Well, he kept pointing at my depth chart over here.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, this guy. I was like, okay, calm down.
He taught Falcon. It's really hard to decipher, but I know just enough to get that he's got a burger that they're unveiling, the Freddy burger.
Okay.
And then he's going to be in the...
made of bald eagle, by the way.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I think.
Did he stink? Because Harry the Hawk, back in the day when I was shooting the Hawks games as well, Harry the Hawk walked by. That thing smelled like death.
You got to get that thing dry cleaned often.
So Harry the Hawk did not stink. He smelled good.
No, Freddie didn't stink, but I think they also have different versions. Like they probably have a game day suit and then, you know, like the promotion suit or whatever we're out promoting.
The one that you wear to the summer camps, you don't want that one. You don't want that one around, man. But look, I am excited, too, to be in the building. We'll be there. You'll be doing the flyover. But me and Goforth will be in the concourse, usually behind Molly B's. So we'll be there somewhere breaking it all down starting at 11 a.m. Sunday, man. So I'm going to be talking about a lot of the same things Sunday that I'm talking about right now. Like we talked about earlier, I will be following Charlie Warner throughout the game. I want to see what his role is. Defensively, I think I'll be probably looking at what Justin Simmons is doing a lot. Right, he's kind of that new presence on the back end, and Jimmy Lake is a secondary guy, and kind of watching what they do with him as far as rolling him in and out of the box. Do they use him and Jesse Bates more interchangeably, or is Jesse playing center field? Is Justin Simmons in run support? I don't know, man. So I also, you know, want to see what is in store for a guy like Richie Grant and, you know, what he can be utilized as. But I have so many questions about what this team will be, and I don't know that they all get answered Sunday. But I think a lot of it will. You know, is there more than two running backs that get carries on Sundays? I mean, it's just a lot of questions like that.
Well, you saw the Chiefs' offense last night. Looked pretty good. Patrick Mahomes actually did play in the preseason. I'm a little concerned. How much? How many? How much? how bad will the growing pains be with Kirk Cousins and all the other offensive personnel having not really faced live bullets outside of those joint practices with the Dolphins?
Yeah, I think timing's always the thing you look at, and they've gotten so many reps together that I think that timing and that kind of the chemistry that you develop when you kind of have these practices. I know that game speed is one thing, but I always felt like that hurt, as good as Matt and Julio were, Julio didn't practice a lot of times, and I thought sometimes the timing was off at times, especially in the end zone plays, that these guys have gotten those reps together. I'm going to be curious at how Bijan is used, because, you know, he's talked about it in the offseason about how he appreciated getting some input on the offense and how he was used and what he was doing, and it reminded him of being at Texas, and you know, he was using Texas and more than just run back. There was times where he was lined up in the slot running routes. I'm not telling you Bijan Robinson is going to be the third receiver. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that you might see him use at different positions at times, but he's primarily going to be that bell cow.
Can I do a preemptive fair or foul?
I love it. Go ahead.
Fair or foul, first play from scrimmage, Kirk Cousins takes a shot.
I don't think it's a shot. I think it's a pass. Because look, and this is the way I look at it. 2 years ago, when you ran against a loaded box and you ran wide zone with Arthur Smith, you were extremely good at it. Mm-hmm. Last year, you weren't. It kind of fell off a cliff in terms of what you were able to do against loaded boxes. I think a lot of that, honestly, had to do with Bijan. I think Bijan's incredible. I don't know if he was built for that. You know, your success as far as just Tyler Algier sticking his foot in the ground and dragging people for 5 yards and running people over. So I think a lot of that had to do with Bijan. And so if you are going to stick to more of a wide zone scheme up front, you have to now loosen the box. If Bijan's going to be your bell cow, you have the same five linemen, a lot of the same run scheme. I think Kirk Cousins comes out and says, dude, you ain't rolling that guy down in the box. Like, if we're going to go out of 11 personnel, like we were talking about earlier, I'm going to test you right in the middle of the field to start off. Then I'm going to throw, you know, a bench route to the sideline. Then maybe try a post, and then we'll see if Bijan can run against some of these lightened boxes that you might bring after that.
Yeah, I'd love to see Kyle Pitts hit on a slant route and just let him eat.
Come on, little
just
scene.
Right off the bat, just one, two, bam, and then let him go.
That'd be good for him to get his confidence established. I guess the hamstring's not a big issue.
Well, I mean, he was a full participant. I mean, he missed two plays out of Iraq, right? And
to Iraq.
Yeah. You know what Iraq is?
I had that conversation yesterday. I didn't either. Both Tiff and Bo were looking at me like Iraq, and then I had to hear from other people. It's a set of plays in practice. The offense, hey, the ones are up, and they run a rack. You know, no matter how many, it's 8 plays or 10 plays or whatever it may be. Oh. And then, hey, twos are in, and then they run their own rack, which is, you know, 4 or 5, whatever it may be.
I also wouldn't mind getting the ball to Darnell Mooney on a little shallow drag route and seeing what he can take off. Or maybe you boot it. Maybe you get Charlie Warner the ball to start. You do a little boot out there, show off the ankle. Yeah, show off that Achilles.
He's in a 1-by-1 set off Caleb McGarry's hip. He runs a little whip route where he, you know, hits T.J. Watt and rolls out into the flat. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Yeah.
Show off Kirk Cousins' new Achilles.
Yeah.
You know, feeling good.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
No hitching his giddy up.
Show off the Achilles, man.
When you have so many options on offense, how do you get to the point where you don't get paralysis of analysis? You try to outsmart yourself and you get so in the weeds.
I think the cream rises to the top, doesn't it? I mean, that's what we're going to see. We're going to see who is a playmaker and who's not, and who fits in this offense and who isn't, who has that the rapport with Kirk Cousins.
It's kind of like, I think Arthur said this about the run game a couple years ago, feed the high hand. Whoever's got the high hand, you feed it until they can show you that they can stop it or it's not hot. The chemistry between Jesse and Justin, that's what I'm interested to see. Is Justin playing more in the box, you know, to kind of fill that run game? That's going to... Where it is, I know Nate Landman was limited. I think it's a quad, Mike, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it is.
So is he kind of in second option with Troy Anderson? And how is Caden Ellis used? Is he coming off the edge a little bit?
You know, he talked about Charlie Warner. That's who I want to see is Troy Anderson. What do you have?
And honestly, I think he's... I think they're a lot very similar in terms of what you're kind of looking for, because they can be used in multiple ways, right? And you want to see, you know, how they're kind of dictating what's being done defensively.
Well, as long as Raheem Morris does not bring in Luke Jackson in the 3-point game in the late third quarter.
Either Luke. Okay. I don't want to see either Luke. I'm done with both Lukes. Done.
We're going to come back. We are Falcons heavy, as we should be, because we are in Atlanta, and we are the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. We're going to come back here from Drake London and maybe Matthew Judon. We're going to hear from Grady Jarrett perhaps also. And also, Falcons flyover Sunday, 6 o'clock, inside that new Hilton property right there. Signia by Hilton, right there next to Mercedes-Benz. Come by and buy me shots. Ply me with alcohol. It's Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
This is Boomer and Science with Sports Minute, sponsored by Fisher Investments.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,